The opinions expressed in the lookbook are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. That being said, thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show.
Hi guys, welcome to the lookbook. Here we explore TMU's fashion scene as we dive deep into the latest trends, share insider style tips, and explore the city's unique fashion culture.
Hi, I'm Beth. I'm the host of the show.
I'm Robert.
I'm Annika.
And I'm Izzy.
And you're listening to
The Lookbook.
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good for our first time. Okay. Yeah. Let's just like go on to talk about ourselves. So I'm going to start. So let's talk about our names, our programs, and kind of like our relationship with fashion. And then maybe if we could like describe our fashion style just quickly. So hi, I'm Annika. I'm first year media production. So my relationship with fashion... So I definitely think that I've been interested in fashion, you know, ever since I was young. My mom was a fashion designer in the Philippines. So she was a dressmaker. She even had her own boutique, and obviously that carried back to when we immigrated in Canada. So yeah, I feel like I was heavily inspired by my mom. And, you know, fashion's kind of like the one thing like we strongly bond over. And yeah, I just love dressing. And maybe if I had to describe my style in a few words, it kind of varies. Like, I feel like I kind of just want to dress however I feel like in the day. Sometimes I feel chic. Sometimes I feel, you know, comfortable. But yeah, I just do whatever.
Okay, who wants to go next?
Who wants to go next?
Robert.
Robert.
I'm the one who asked the question. Okay.
Robert, you go.
So it was name, program... And
it says right there.
Oh,
okay, they don't need to know that.
So hi, I'm Robert. I'm also first year media production. So my relationship with fashion started when I was like a little kid, especially having an older brother who was really deep in the fashion. He loved buying all like those hype clothes and whatever brands, and just seeing that growing up made me want to do that too. So now being able to do that myself feels great. Yeah, I don't know. I just love dressing. And to describe my sense of style, I don't know, kind of like Annika, like I kind of dress however I want to feel like during the day. But for the most part, I'd say it's like pretty simple, nothing too crazy.
Hi, I'm Beth, and I'm in media production first year. And my relationship with fashion will be like, it's funny that because like Robert and Annika has relationship within fashion, like within the family, but actually my brother, when I dress up, my brother and mom were like, oh, why you dress up like that? Mm-hmm. Like, kind of like that. And yeah, and they have their own style, but I kind of don't have the relationship with fashion within family. But my mom did sewing, mm-hmm. as your mom, but as a hobby. Mm-hmm. And she used to make dresses, like bags. Like that bag is made from my mom. It's handmade. And yeah. And I think I kind of inspired by that. My mom used to be like close with like sewing, but yeah. And my fashion style is basically about, it's vintage, but also casual. I don't want to go too casual, but not too like vintage or like over accessories. I kind of like that. Yeah, that's it.
Hi, I'm Izzy. I'm also in media production first year. And like my relationship with fashion has kind of been rocky because elementary school, you know, just the black leggings with the oversized graphics, avocado tees, like it was rough. And then like after that, going into a uniformed high school kind of also stunted that because obviously you're wearing the same uniform every single day. Except for civvies, which were fun, but I kind of just like went comfortable over stylish. And that's kind of still my motive. It's like if I don't feel comfortable in something, like physically or like in the mirror, then I'm not going to wear it.
Yeah. I mean, it's most important that you're comfortable with what you're wearing, right?
Like even my prom dress, I went like sizes up just so I can feel comfortable like over my stomach and stuff.
That's good. Yeah.
I think my biggest inspiration is probably my dad. And my dad has always, like, had such a distinct style. He loves, like, embroidered patterns, like flower patterns. Mm-hmm. He loves the Ed and Hardy shirts and Rockaware jeans. Those are my favorite pair of jeans that I stole from my dad, actually. That had like it has like red and like gold embroidered textures all over it.
I kind of want to talk about like all of our like individual experiences, especially like, dressing throughout high school, because I feel like like we'd have like very different experiences.
About uniforms, I like as you said, like a love-hate relationship kind of thing. Like I didn't have to think about what I had to wear, but also like my style personally couldn't develop as much as I wanted it to.
Mm-hmm.
But like, so I like uniform because I didn't have to think about anything, but also I didn't feel good in the uniform. Like, yeah. I didn't like how it looked on me. So when those days came around when it was civvies, I felt so much better about myself because I was in something that I felt like really comfortable in. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Comfortable in the sense of like it felt better, but also like I felt better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to talk more about your experience, Beth, because I feel like you had a totally different experience from us dressing in high school, especially since you didn't go to a Catholic school, I'm assuming. No. And you also lived all the way in BC, so across the country, which is kind of insane. Yeah, if you want to expand more on that.
Yeah, and yeah, I used to live in BC, and it was a really small town.
Mm.
Langley, if anyone know, it's like, it's a really small town. Like, there's no, like, a high, like, skyscraper or something, mm-hmm. like Toronto downtown. And I used to feel like if I dress up, I feel, like, too distinct in school, because you know, like, it's a small school, it's a small small school, and a lot of people just wearing leggings, hoodies, and I'm not saying that's bad, but if I be the one like just around them wearing like a jacket, like a fancy jacket,
mm-hmm.
or just a skirt to school, it'll be too, yeah. Every time like I go to, like, I hang out with friends and go to like Vancouver downtown, I dress up really hard because it's the only chance to dress up like that. And it's so weird that like I dress up like that and just leave the house, get on the bus, like a town bus, like a township bus,
mm-hmm.
and everyone just like, they go to work or something, they just sleep so sleepy, and I'm the one who's really
standing out there.
So you belong in Toronto.
Yes.
I just go out with like a same outfit, like, yeah.
I was only experimental with my clothing like coming into uni, because I was also just like scared of being judged if I wore whatever I want to school, because high school is
a dark place.
it's a dark place,
and like, everybody thinks that everybody has to look the same.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
like it was all, I'm not bashing, but like everybody wore like baggy cargos. And
hoodies.
A t-shirt,
yes.
Hoodies, which is fine, nothing wrong with that, but if you wore something like outside of the box, then you would get like, oh,
mm-hmm.
yeah, even my school didn't have any uniforms, like they're like unofficial uniforms,
but but people still like dress the same.
The Nike tech fleece,
the Nike tech
wrong
fleece.
With that. It's like, do your own thing, but like
yeah, you do you, but it's also like
I wish
there was more variety and diversity. Izzy, do you want to talk about your experience?
Well, what's funny is that Toronto's a scary place as well. And like wearing a skirt in downtown Toronto, especially Yonge and Dundas, for the first time, it's kind of like, I don't know. It was weird because it's like, I'm not assuming anybody's going to do anything, but I feel good. Like, I feel good. I look good.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, if you, like, biggest tip for university is like, if you look good, you feel good, and then you'll do well in your academics. That's just me personally.
Yeah.
You go to school and you're like, slay.
Never wear a skirt without shorts underneath. Like, I don't want to flash anyone.
And Annika drops things like a lot.
I do drop.
Wait. I would never drop my pants purple.
Okay. That's not what I meant.
That's not what you meant.
Like,
okay.
You drop your phone on the floor and you like bend over.
Oh,
like,
why is that what you thought we meant?
No, I thought you were gonna. I'm gonna accidentally drop my skirt on the floor. Like,
no.
I don't know.
Why don't we describe what we're all wearing for like the podcast viewers, like,
oh
yeah, for those of you who don't see us, what am I wearing? I'm wearing like a striped I'm wearing like a striped dress shirt. It's kind of like fitted on the waist. I literally got
this tie was it's not even a real tie, guys. I'm actually so like, it's like
the one from the Chainsaw Man cosplay. Yes,
I was just gonna say I took this from a costume. Like, I don't know if you guys have seen Chainsaw Man, but I cosplayed as Kobani from Chainsaw Man, and she's everyone from Chainsaw Man is dressed like a business person, basically. They're dressed up as like they're going to the office. But yeah, I took this necktie from that costume, and it's not a real necktie. Like, I know how to ties. Like,
put it up.
I can. No, here, like the way I adjust it is that like I literally just pull up and down. But the collar is literally a zipper.
I mean, wow. I feel like that's so much more convenient.
It is convenient because it's like I know how to tie neckties, but it also just like adjusting it is such a struggle, you know? Like, and then I have to like start all the way from the beginning. Well, this one's nice because like I can just like move it up and down, and then, you know. Mm-hmm. But anyways, so I am wearing like a black skirt with shorts attached, you know, safety shorts can never be too safe. It's like it's like an asymmetrical like skirt. It's not entirely flat at the bottom. It's like there's also like a slit at the side, but it's like at a diagonal, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I'm wearing like just like sheer black tights, high knee black socks, and then I stole these shoes from my mom. Well, I didn't steal them, but I got these shoes from my mom because my mom and I are the same size. They're just like high knee black leather boots. I don't know where she got these from.
I love it.
Thank you. I love stealing stuff from my mom. Same. Yeah. Okay, Robert, go ahead. Hey,
so I'm wearing a beanie because it was really chilly today. So it is, my head warm. Yum. I got on a raw denim jacket that I got recently, and it's really stiff, and I got to break that in, but I like it a lot.
Where are those from?
This jacket? Mm-hmm. It's from Naked and Famous.
And the Arc'teryx beanie.
I got to keep my head warm. And I got on some baggy black jeans, and I got my hiking boots on because they're super comfortable to walk in.
Robert and his boots.
I love my boots, okay?
Robert,
boots.
How many pairs only of Doc wear boots. Martens do you own?
I love my Doc Martens, yeah, and you know damn well, Izzy.
Okay, Beth, you want to go?
Okay, I'm wearing this kind of one side off shoulder knit. Mm-hmm. And it's like really fluffy, as mm-hmm. you can see.
It's no cute.
People can see, but it's really fluffy. And yeah. I want to describe the color, but it's like a purple.
It's like a pink, like a tie dye.
Yeah,
like
tie dye style.
Yeah.
Back to 2020. Mm-hmm. And I got this mermaid's kind of style long skirt.
Which really fits you really well,
it's
by
so
the way.
Thank you. Oh, she looks so shy right now.
Thank you. And it's really long. And I don't want to say, but I'm really short.
I mean, I think we're all short except for...
Except me.
How tall are
the Asian
you?
Jeans.
Yeah. Oh, I'm 158.
150. How many? How much is
I'm
that?
I'm gonna Google that.
Inches.
Stop.
Robert,
stop.
We can't do math. We can't. Stop. We don't know how to convert.
The last time I did math was in grade.
I just want to say in centimeter because no one can judge my height.
No, that's why we're gonna search it up in inches. How many feet, Robert?
5'1". Yeah. 5'1".
Yeah. 5'1".
She's 5'1".
If you round up, it's 5'2".
I mean, I think it goes like. Beth is 5'1", I'm 5'3", and then Annika's
5'4". And Robert's...
I'm not 5'5".
Robert, yeah. what are you?
You kind of ruined it.
I am 5'10".
Do you guys prefer winter or summer for, like, as a fashion perspective?
Oh, winter for sure.
Winter.
Really?
Actually, like, fall, but, like...
Fall, but if I had to pick fall, like, up first. Yeah. But when it comes to, like, season stuff, I feel like in summer, it's so hard to put together, like, a really good outfit because of how hot it is.
No,
you can't
true.
Layer and you can't
you can
put
only
out other
take
stuff.
So much off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I feel like it's harder for like a guy. Like if you're trying to dress more like conventionally, like
you need clothes.
Yeah. No, like if you're trying to dress like more conventionally, like just like the standards, you know, like the side social standards of how a guy should dress. Like there's not a lot of options for
it's
guys.
Just like shorts and a t-shirt.
No, really.
Jorts.
Jorts.
Really baggy jorts with a Uniqlo white Arism cropped tee.
No, that's so specific.
Okay.
I used to wear that.
And no, it's
that's
no,
okay.
not a problem
that's
if
fine.
You do.
Yeah.
Like, honestly,
it's the accessories that matters. Because you can wear a crop tee with, like, jorts and no one cares. But when you put, like, the
accessories,
belt, you put that
necklaces.
Hat.
Fall is finally here. We know. We can feel. The weather is getting cold. And we preferring with, like, a thick jacket. But you not prefer thick jacket, is it? Yeah, but, yeah. We just want to talk about the general fall fashion trends is going on.
Like, one look at Pinterest, or at least my Pinterest. that's where I got the idea of buying, like, the skirts and stuff, is because recently it's been, like, plaid skirts. Like, plaid skirts with, like, same. The white leg warmers and, like, a brown leather jacket on top. Yes. I love it. And, like, boleros especially, for me.
Yes.
Because with boleros, like, it's not a full sweater, so again with the sensory issues of, like, thick jackets.
You also like cropped.
Yeah, so, like, just having the sleeves, because I don't like wearing, like, short sleeve under a jacket. I feel like it feels, like, weird.
Right. Yeah, we can feel the texture.
It's like, ugh.
What have you been wearing for autumn, Robert?
Mainly, like, crew necks, collar jackets is my kind of thing. I feel like as a guy, there's not really as much stuff we have compared to you guys. Like, cardigans, for example, like, guys wear cardigans all the time, but I don't feel like it's as common as, like, you guys, for sure.
I mean, searching on, like, for guy stuff in fall, I think it's a lot of, like, layering a white t-shirt underneath, like, a crew neck.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah. That's why, like, trying to expand your style as a guy is kind of hard, because, like, the societal norm is, like, hoodie, sweater, and do all that, so.
Tech fleece.
But I do think that you dress, like, better than most guys I see. Like,
I love it.
I try my best.
Well, I do think so. I mean,
we're cutting.
I mean, but it's like, you also have a lot of shoes.
I do have a lot of shoes. I mainly wear boots, though. I only got, like, one pair of sneakers.
Robert loves his boots.
I do love my boots.
Do you want to describe?
Amazing.
Do you want to describe all the boots that you own?
How many do I own? I own not really boots, but, like, three pairs. I got the hiking boots I have on now. They're really comfy. They feel like a carpet inside, so that's great. I got my Doc
Martens. Are you not wearing socks?
I am wearing socks.
Okay. No, he's sockless.
Gonna say.
I'm not going commando with my shoes. Don't worry. Okay. So I got those. It's the regular ones, the 1461s, I think. And I got the Doc Martens loafers too, which are super cool, but they hurt my feet. So
yeah, you have to wear the right kind of socks with the loafers.
Yeah.
And as much as you want to wear, like, short socks with it because it just looks better, I don't. Again, comfortability. Don't sacrifice your your feet for short socks.
Like, you have you need the right balance of, like, you know, functionality and then, like, style. You know what I mean? Like, I also have a pair of Doc Martens loafers and I love wearing them. Like, they look so good with my outfits and stuff, but I have to wear, like, a thick material sock. Like, I love wearing ankle socks, but I always find that, like,
it doesn't feel good.
Yeah, no, because I also get blisters, like, really easily too.
And now let's talk about the styles. Business course, preppy, maximalist, like bohemian, having a lot of accessories, town and country. What do you think?
Should we start with love for, like, business core and, like, office hire core? Oh my god, I feel like
I have strong opinions.
I have strong opinions. Okay, why don't we
you
hear
go
from
first,
you
Robert?
First.
Like, okay, I. When did this come out? Like 2021?
Yes. Steve Lacy.
Steve Lacy. Was he the one who started this?
I feel like Steve Lacy pioneered the whole business core thing.
Okay, yeah. Because, like, I don't know if it's just me, but, like, I'm not the biggest fan of it personally.
Thank you.
Like, okay, I feel like it looks good on certain people.
Yeah.
But I feel like me personally and a lot of things that I see online don't exactly pull it off. Yeah. And, like, I feel like people wear it to, like, the wrong kind of occasion. Yeah, that makes sense. That. Like, you're not going to Walmart dressed up in, like, business clothes. And I
also
water
in your mouth.
No, I just saw the water fly.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'll see that and I'm like, you're Walmart, you don't need to be doing, like, all that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, right. I feel weird going into, like, I don't know, like, after church on Sundays, sometimes we'll go to the store and we'll be, like, in, like, you know, like, church clothes. Like,
yeah.
The button downs and stuff. It's just, like, weird. It's like,
it feels like,
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. But, like, some people do pull it off, like, super, super well. Like, I feel like, yeah, but when I was saying, like, all my stuff about my business core, I was talking about, like, more, like, guys.
Yeah, that's
what I was thinking.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. But I love it for, like, women's, though. Like,
yes.
But, me personally, like, I don't wear a lot of blazers. I feel like I don't look mature enough for that. I feel like you gotta have, like, a mature face to pull off blazers.
I mess with the vests. What are they called?
Sweater vests?
No, like
waistcoats.
Suit vests.
Waistcoats,
yeah.
Yes, I love waistcoats.
I mess with those.
I wore one yesterday.
And, like, you, like, unbutton the top.
Yes.
Collar shirt and, like...
I think it's so nice for the autumn as well. Like, I love pairing a waistcoat with, like, a white dress shirt. or like anything like white underneath.
I love like, the grandpa sweaters. I don't have any, but I really want
them. Yeah, so I really want it. I actually don't know what are grandpa sweaters. What are
grandpa, grandpa sweaters?
Oh, grandpa sweaters. That's okay. Sorry, guys. I'm deaf. No, I love my grandpa sweaters.
What? I'm sorry. Don't laugh.
I also love grandpa sweaters.
Rambusters, though.
Okay,
said.
Never. I thought you said Rambusters. I'm like, what is that? Okay, sorry. No, that was just me being like deaf. I do love grandpa sweaters. Like, I had one from my dad, and I think it was Ralph Lauren. It was a Ralph Lauren one. It was this really thick, like brown striped sweater, and I wore it one time when I went to like a winter trip, Blue Mountains, and I still wear it for the autumn. I gave it to my boyfriend though, but he hasn't worn it yet. So sad.
Is that the one with the hole?
It is the one with the hole. There's like a big hole underneath the armpit, and I told him, you have to sew it. I told my boyfriend, you have to sew it or else
patches.
I'm taking it back.
Guys, patches.
Patches.
And like sewing up your clothes. I feel we need to make this a trend, okay?
Oh yeah, like, I love that.
I love when people sew up their clothes and actually care about what they're wearing instead of just thinking like, oh, that's an outfit gone. Like throw it out. There's a hole in it. Like, no, just because there's a tiny hole in it doesn't mean anything. Yeah. If you like ripped jeans, then how come like not ripped sweaters? Like, you can put a patch,
also,
you know?
That's a good point.
I also like guys wearing grandpa sweaters.
Yes.
Like with a colorful. So I can tell like he's like a fashion guy.
Robert, do you wear colorful sweaters?
I do not have any yet, but I really want some soon for winter too.
Mm-hmm. Let's go thrift together.
True. I think a big problem of mine is that I've lost my color in like my wardrobe.
Especially winter.
Yeah, it's like become all grays and neutrals.
True.
And like that's not a problem, it's just it's lost the individuality again.
So as our episode is coming to an end, I just want to say, like, what do you guys think? Do you think it was good? I was kind of nervous in the beginning. I feel like we had like a rough start.
Me,
you know,
too. But like as we go on, we'll get better at this.
Yeah I mean, like, the conversations kind of just came, like, naturally, you know, towards the middle. I mean, actually, no, like, when we started it off, it was really fun.
Yeah, and I really love how we connected ourselves into fashion trends. Thank you, everyone. We had a great time sharing our thoughts. We hope to find our insights helpful and as we transition into a new season.
Yay!
Yay!
Tune in to our next episode, guys. Bye!
Bye!
Bye!